The warning signs were there, and now Australia's Weather Bureau has finally declared an El Niño is here, and it's on track to be a big one. But while many farmers dread this climate phenomenon, it's still not clear just how harsh it'll be. So first, what is an El Niño? Well, meteorologists stress it isn't a forecast, it's more of an observation, a pattern that can nudge the weather in a certain direction. It occurs when sea surface temperatures in the central tropical Pacific Ocean become much warmer than normal for an extended period. This one could be a record breaker. Water temperatures in that region could rise by more than 3 degrees, and it might hang around for up to a year. Here's Weather Bureau's climate team lead, David Gooding.
El Niño is a bit of a beast because we've actually seen in the past temperatures and drought conditions that have been quite extreme.
That's what makes an El Niño concerning for Australians. It potentially means less rain and warmer weather, particularly in central and eastern Australia. Emergency services may have to deal with a longer fire season and a high risk of devastating blazes. In mountain areas, it could lead to less snow, and up north, fewer cyclones. Now, Australia is surrounded by oceans, and other weather patterns also drive our climate, so these are just predictions. Weather forecasters say they'll know a lot more once we get closer to spring. The last El Niño, from 2023 to 2024, caused the driest 3-month period on record, and 9 of the 10 driest winter to spring periods on record for eastern Australia have occurred during El Niño years. So that, in particular, can be bad for farmers who aim to grow a lot of pasture for their animals in spring, especially those on the east coast of Australia, where El Niños typically hit hardest. Dry spells can reduce crop yields and make farms less productive. On top of that, primary producers in many places across the country were already having dry years. And this additional heat comes as climate change continues to warm Australia over the long term. Many of the recent years have been the hottest on record. Now, the Weather Bureau's grim prediction of an extra strong El Niño does come with a silver lining. Here's Dr. Kimberly Reid, climate scientist at the University of Melbourne.
Here in Australia, the strength of the El Niño, whether it's super or weak or moderate, is not related to the strength of the impact. A super El Niño doesn't mean super drought or super fire. There's a whole lot of other ingredients for those conditions.
More broadly, across the globe, world leaders fear the El Niño's impacts could be widespread and devastating, hitting food production and causing starvation. The United Nations fears it could push countries already dealing with climate change to breaking point. In Australia, there will be many eyes on long-range forecasts to see if what's predicted comes to pass.